This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State, the best state, the one that will determine the election. But right now, we're joined by Jim McTagg, former Washington editor of Barron's, now a denizen of Lancaster County. He's the one in the red EV Tesla darting around the highway, if you're listening to me in Lancaster. That's Jim. He assures me it's the only red Tesla. Certainly the only red Tesla that Hertz gave to him as a bargain. However, he loves it, and he's keen on developing the economy of Lancaster as a way of watching the economy of the United States. Mr. McTagg, a very good evening to you. The Federal Reserve needs to know what you know. The Federal Reserve is now promising there will be three cuts, but not yet, not yet. The economy right now, housing, everything seems paused. Hesitant, waiting for the rates to be reversed in some fashion from their highest point in 23 years. You have said summertime. Have you any reason to revise that now the Fed is promising three cuts between now and Election Day, we presume? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yeah, I see air coming out of the economic blimp. We have a leak. I had been betting that the Fed wouldn't cut until August, owing to the strength of inflation. But as I look around Lancaster County, which has a huge tourist-driven economy, people coming up to see the Amish, something's not quite right so far this tourist season, which started March 14th. There aren't a lot of tourists. So, and when I talk to small businessmen at other types of business and ancillary businesses to this tourism, they say everything is slow to flat. So, you know, I think the economy is probably slowing at a faster rate than the stock market appreciates.
Let's go to what the Federal Reserve needs to know about Costco. You watch the shopping there with the Amish and their hay barn. Any change in the pattern there? The last time we talked about Costco, people were buying food, minimal, basket filled, nothing about electronics. Any change?
No change at all. They're using it as, you know, they're going there because food generally is discounted about 11%, you know, rule of thumb. They're not buying any of the other goods, or they're not buying the big screen televisions, they're not buying the computers. Costco has a huge offering of clothing now. Very little sales in clothing. People are sticking to the basics, you know, the bare minimum to fill their cupboard for the week.
Now the big test, driving that red EV Tesla flying down the road to the smorgasbord. Now, I try to imagine this. This is seating for 7,000. It's called Shady Maple Smorgasbord. What's it look like, Jim? What does it do?
Well, actually, it's seating for 2,000, but they serve up to 7,000 on a Saturday. Imagine a building. It has something like 114,000 square feet of space. On the top floor, there's like 66,000 square feet of dining. And when you walk into this smorgasbord, which means all you can eat, it looks like you're walking into BWI Airport and getting in a TSA line. So, you know, I was there last year where it took an hour to get in. There were people out the door, you know, couldn't wait to get in there and eat. And I went up there this week on Wednesday, and it was empty. There was hardly anybody there.
What time of day?
This was at lunchtime, or 11 o'clock, because I went up for breakfast and they said, no, we stopped serving breakfast, it's lunchtime. So you can have breakfast for $15, lunch is like $20 to $24.
And it's all you can eat, all the eggs you can eat?
Yes, so if you're a gourmand, I mean, it's a bargain at $24. If you're a normal person, that's a steep price. So then when you get done, like they usually get busloads of people. Now this day they were only getting 10 busloads in the afternoon. And I say only 10 because, you know, that's maybe 600 people. If they're used to serving 2,000 at a time, 600 is a drop in the bucket.
How's business? What's their opinion?
I talked, well, the workers in the gift shop, which is 44,000 square feet, has every knickknack ever made. They said the economy has been horrible. Now, when the economy is good, all these bus people are funneled through the gift shop to board the reboard their bus. So, you know, the analogy I use, it's like making a gambling addict walk through a row of slot machines. I mean, you know, all these poor bus people are walking through all these items, salt shakers, knickknacks, you know, little Amish dolls.
So they go into Shady Maple Smorgasbord. They eat and eat and eat for $24. Yeah. This is the way it used to be before the slowdown. They walk through the gift shop, get back on their bus, and go back to Philadelphia. Now, down the road, you got back in your Red EV. And down the road, you went to an entertainment that sounds fabulous. It's called Sight and Sound. What is it?
Yeah, Sight and Sound. And they have a place in Branson, Missouri. It's a theater that's the size of the Taj Mahal. It seats 2,000 people. And it's religious themed. I mean, it's a brilliant idea because they saw their plays on Bible stories. So there's a story about Daniel now. I mean, there's no copyright infringement here, is there? And the stage is 300 feet long, and they have these visually imposing stage sets. Now, I haven't seen a play yet. I'm going to go, but I'm assuming that it's not Tennessee Williams writing these plays, that it primarily appeals to the visual senses and to the religious sensibilities of the people in the audience, because you get lots of church groups going through there. But they sell out two shows a day, 2,000 seats. They're sold out every day. They started March 14th, sold out all the way to the first week of April. And they'll be sold out through the whole season, which ends, I think, in October.
I'm getting a mixed picture, Jim. Nobody at the Smorgasbord, but selling out at Sight and Sound. So is tourism season healthy? Is it slow? What is the general opinion?
Well, I mean, it just started. My opinion is it's off to a really sluggish start, which is a bad sign. Could be weather related, but I doubt it. I think it's just another symptom that Americans' pocketbooks, you know, their pockets are being picked by higher food prices, higher fuel prices. And so they're carefully budgeting. They're watching every penny. And this does not bode well for Biden. The other thing I want to note, though, that I say even if it was going gangbusters, there were four or five elections where, even though the economy was good, the party in power lost because people were so angry that when they went into the polling place, they were looking for a punching bag, but they settled for the ballot box. I think that's going to happen this year, too. I mean, we have anger plus people being squeezed in the pocketbook. It's just going to be a really angry election, and I have no idea who's going to win.
You've got 30 seconds. Your EV, you've had it another week. Have you decided that? Do you love it or not? 30 seconds.
I love it. If there were more superchargers, I would take it across the country. The gas engine is a dinosaur, and I think in the future I can see buying EVs.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster, where they eat and eat and eat, and then they go to the theater. That Red EV, that's McTague. Say hello to him. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.